We're the race of men, conquer valleys and glens. We build huge towers in the sky. We're strong and we're bold, though it be hot or cold. We'll fight everyone till we die.
Oh, and welcome back to another episode of The Cranky Old Bastard. And we're here to have a grand old time, and we've got this wonderful little bastard here coming in to talk to you. And introducing the bastard.
As long as hope.
And that wasn't supposed to do it that way. But anyway, welcome back, bastard. Let's go. The intro didn't work. We'll try it again next time. Playing around with everything. Is he even there? Or is he even listening? He's quiet. Okay. Can you even hear us? Uh-oh. You can't hear me, can you?
I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
Remains, and you will never see.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, we had a minor technical glitch, and you think I'm going to edit that out? Well, fuck it. We're started. You're on the air. Go.
See, this is what you get when you don't pay your fucking slaves, okay?
Yeah, well.
You just can't fire this fucker because slaves are sold.
I have a great new commercial for you. We may play it a couple of times. Here, take a good listen. You'll like this.
It's a fact. Stupid people have stupid children. If you're stupid, please don't have sex. If you insist on having sex, then please have sex with animals. Preferably animals smarter than you are. That way, if by some biological fluke you and the animal actually have offspring, odds are the offspring will be less stupid than you are.
Yeah.
One more thing. Don't assume the animal is protected. If the animal has a condom, or if females some sort of interuterine device, insist they wear it. Please, help stamp out this mindlessness. Keep your stupidity to yourself.
This message brought to you by the Council of Concerned Citizens who are smarter than you are.
There you go.
Oh, fuck, so that's everyone for you.
There's your new commercial. I don't know where I found that.
Oh, fuck, it's kind of grainy.
It didn't sound as grainy when I checked it out, but it, for some reason it's coming through grainy now.
Yeah. So we got a few topics that I want to discuss tonight. Number one on our hit parade is those wonderful Nazi femme groups that exclude the men. But, you know, they bitch if we turn it around. We want to exclude them. You're a fucking sexist. You won't let us in. You have to let us in. You're a Mason. You got to let it in. Fuck. Oh.
It's like. Go ahead. I'll keep you right.
It's like the shops that won't. You're a male. I won't sell your stuff. Nope. We're so lesbo fem Nazi that we're not going to sell anything to do with men. And we spell women with a Y.
That's because they're idiots. Hey, I've got something that you'll thoroughly enjoy. Then, do you remember the so-called lesbian woman over in the Middle East a few months back? That was, you know, the big martyr that everyone martyred around because she was disappeared or whatever. It was in the news?
Vaguely.
Okay. It was very big in the news. Well, what happened, it turned out, it wasn't even a female. It was a guy, and he wasn't even living over there in the Middle East. He was living somewhere in the States. He was masquerading as a lesbian female living in the Middle East, typing these blog posts and pretended to be kidnapped.
Oh, fuck, I think I might be a lesbian, you know? Well, I mean, okay, I admit it. I've got this porno movie. Okay, I've watched it once or twice. Mm-hmm. I've watched it 1,000 fucking times.
Okay.
And there's not one thing that those two birds do to each other that I wouldn't do to them. So I'm convinced I'm a lesbian.
Well, that's quite possible. But to continue that vein, though, there's also another news story about a lesbian, and I forget the group. It's a lesbian website, very popular in the States, very big. One of the main article writers turned out to be male. So one of their main proponents for the lesbian lifestyle that all these people thought was a female lesbian turned out to be a male living in Texas.
Sweet Texas.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Okay. That you could not have asked for a better segue into my next topic, okay?
Because okay. Oh, there you go.
Yep. Okay. First of all, let's talk about the Texas vibrator laws, or the former Texas vibrator laws, okay?
Have they changed them?
Oh, yeah. You could only have 6 vibrators.
Oh, they're allowed 6 house. Now. Wow.
Oh, no, no. Thanks to a federal court, the judges have wrote, just as in Lawrence, the state here wants to use its law to enforce a public moral code by restricting private intimate conduct. The judges wrote in the 2-1 ruling, this case is not about public sex. It's not about controlling commerce and sex. It's about controlling what people do in the privacy of their own homes because the state is morally opposed to a certain type of consensual, private, intimate conduct. That's what these three judges have said, okay? Two out of the three of them. They've overturned it. They said that according to the American 14th Amendment to the Constitution, they can't restrict what you own and what you do behind closed doors, whether you're married, common law, boyfriend, girlfriend, gay,
boyfriend,
straight, whatever. You know, it's just fucked up all their laws. Okay.
Yeah.
No more saying, no, well, you can't buy that double-ended dildo. Okay. We know what you're going to do with it. It's only built for 2 women. So we know what you're going to do with it. They can't do that anymore. Finally, a fucking American has done something right for a change.
Really?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe that.
No shit. I mean, okay, and if that's not bad enough, you know, now you're getting Trojan advertising condoms on the air on TV, which I think is fantastic.
They've been advertising condoms for quite some time. Where have you been?
Well, no, they're actually now advertising vibrators.
Oh, I know they're advertising vibrators. That's new.
Oh, you finally saw.
Yeah, I finally saw one.
Ah, fuck, so you did get your head out of your ass.
Just because I don't watch enough TV like you do, you know. Doesn't mean my head's in my ass.
Yeah, it is. You're an American, so therefore your head's up your ass.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Fuck you.
Now, have you been like downtown into these shops, especially the like McDonald's or anything like that recently, and seen these people that remember Chris that used to work for us?
Yeah, vaguely.
Okay. Well, Chris has now got like 3 loops in his. In his lips, he looks like something that you pulled out of the water and you want to fucking throw back. Okay,
yeah, okay.
He looks like a fish with hooks stuck in his lips. Now these people that are working downtown and working in McDonald's with all these hoops in their lips and their nose and that, I want to ask them one simple question: does your mother really love you? Like, seriously, you need to go up and have to ask your mother. Do you really love me, Mom? Because why did you let me out of the house like this? Fuck. I mean, come on. Okay, you were very liberal with your daughter when she was growing up. You let her have a lot of headway.
Yeah.
I was very restricted when I was growing up as to what I could wear out, when I could wear it, and that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I had to rebel a bit and sneak out with... Say I was going one place and go another place and wear different clothes underneath what I was wearing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't look like a fucking fish that you wanted to throw back in the water.
Change the styles. You can say.
Oh, fuck. And, you know, fashion goes in loops.
Fashion is as fashion does.
Well, I'm waiting for fashion to come back around where, you know, it was... Okay, for a guy to have a piercing in his left ear and nowhere else, you know, I miss those days because, you know, like you saw a guy had a piercing in one ear, that was fine. Not both ears, both eyebrows, his nose, his dick, his eyebrows, his belly button. And what's with guys getting their fucking belly button pierced?
I have no idea. I guess they're gay.
I've got no problem with them if they're gay. What I want to know is, why the fuck are you getting your belly button pierced? Okay? Do you know why women get their belly button pierced?
Because it looks cool.
No, so they've got a place to hang the fucking air freshener.
Oh, you're funny.
Of course I'm funny. Now, I'm going to jump to another topic here. I want to invite everyone who's listening to become my friend on Facebook. Look me up on Skype. Add me on Skype. Please. I dare you. Okay? We'll even invite you to join into one of our podcasts. You might even get a word in edgewise. Mm-hmm. I doubt it.
It's possible. It could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah.
And fucking Carmen Electric, you can come give me a blowjob.
Well, that could happen too. But...
Speaking of blowjobs, okay? Mm-hmm. There's this... A friend of mine sent me a link, okay? And it's to... It actually goes to Glamour Magazine. And oral sex. The number one thing he wants in bed is... And it's all about the blowjob expectation, okay? How guys are now expecting blowjobs. And how women are actually giving them more freely.
Nice.
It is. The women are finding it more enjoyable for them because it's empowering for them. And I've been telling chicks this for years. Fuck, give me a blowjob. I'll do whatever you want, okay? You want me to dust with a fucking feather duster up my ass? Fine, give me a blowjob. You let me come in your mouth, I'll do whatever you want, okay, honey? Mm-hmm. But none of them believe me. Now, because some scientists have said it's true, now the women go, hey, this is empowering.
Well, that's what it takes.
But
can you imagine how much fun it would have been to do the study?
Well, getting back to seriousness, you know, it's because the kids in school now, in high school, they're taught that sex is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Okay? You can get the HPV virus for women, right? Mm-hmm. Let alone any STDs out there from sexual intercourse. But they don't mention oral sex. Okay? So people are thinking, well, oral sex is safe. Mm-hmm. And it's just as fucking dangerous as any other sex.
Yeah.
But more people are doing oral sex and fewer people are using protection on oral sex. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, okay, it's a good thing that there's a rise in oral sex. Pardon the pun. But, you know, if you're going to have oral sex, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Okay? And unless you can guarantee that your partner hasn't been with anybody else, use protection. Okay? It doesn't matter who they are. Or, because, I mean, it's a two-way street. You can get AIDS from some chick giving you a blowjob.
That's right.
You can get herpes from some chick giving you a blowjob.
You can get the mouth herpes, which is known as a cold sore.
Yeah.
That's why they're...
You can't get...
Oral sex, they're finding a transference of the cold sores where the pubic herpes used to be and pubic herpes where the cold sores used to be. Because they're actually two different viruses.
Yeah. But you know, then you've got the transference of crabs from pubic hair to facial hair, and there's one sure way to cure that.
What's that?
Hardwood floors, ladies. Shave. Hardwood floors. Okay, don't worry about the curtains and the drapes matching. Just hardwood floors.
Whatever. So you never know. Nope. You should put your Facebook address in the show notes, dude, for Cranky Bastard, because I don't see the Facebook address. So you put that in there for the bastard and see if people actually show up to it. I know people are downloading this. I haven't actually looked at the stats for it lately, but
well, all you got to do is look for the Cranky Old Bastard. Okay, Old Bastard is one word, okay, and request to be my friend on Facebook. I'll be your friend. I'm on Skype as Cranky Old Bastard. You see better how I show up from as Cranky Old Bastard than I do. I think it's cranky.old.bastard.
I don't know what it is.
That's how it shows up on my screen. So cranky.old.bastard, okay?
Okay.
Look for me. Add me on your Skype. If you want to have some fun, you want to join into our podcast, if you got the balls, then fine. Okay.
We won't really have anyone listening to this until we get somewhere around episode 15 or 20. You do realize that, right?
That's fine, you know. There are people downloading it, so they are listening. Mm. Right? Now, speaking of that comment, have some balls. Mm. Person I know on said website says her status was something like, what do people say have some balls? Balls are easily crushed. Grow a vagina. That thing takes a pounding. And I said, yeah, technically you're right. It does. From a guy with balls. I mean, fuck.
Yeah. So I was just checking the stats. Episode 3 was downloaded 26 times this month so far.
Yay!
So, yeah, some people are downloading it, so one or two of them got to be listening to it.
Yay! And you fuckers who download it and don't listen, fuck you!
Well, you know. Well, we're on internet shit, I may as well have my little bitch. All hackers out there, may you burn in hell in that little special corner of hell that is reserved just for you fucking bastards. That's my own say on it. That's all I want
to
say about
it. Where your moms are giving head to Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that lady.
Well, you know, he set the standard for the United States on that, didn't he?
Yep, and that goes into back to the whole blowjob thing, you know.
It does. He set the standard. That's not actually sex.
It did. Well, hang on. There is... come on. Let's see. It's quite an interesting article. It says, women like them. A full 73% of guys in their 20s and 30s say they've received oral sex from women at least once in the past year. Where are these women? Why are they not around here, and why don't they like 40-somethings? Okay?
Couldn't tell you. Maybe this describes those women.
Porn.
She's a big bad bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch. If there ever was a bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls.
I fucking hate South Park. No more South Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
She's a big bad bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch. If there ever was a bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls.
Because you know, because I control all the recording shit, you know I'm going to find more now just to annoy your ass.
Yeah. Dope.
Oh, I intend to. That's the only one I've got at the moment.
Porn. Let's not forget the digital era has led the rise to easy access. See, even they make puns about it.
If it wasn't for porn, the internet would not exist as it does today.
Yay for porn.
It's a true.
All hail porn.
Because of porn, the advances for the porn industry is what allowed the internet to advance to the point it is today. The porn industry was the first ones to take payments online. They pioneered the online payment system for
everyone.
Porn was the reason it rose up so fast, because it was an easy way for people to get their porn. They no longer had to go into shady bookstores or hang around downtown in their XXX spots. They didn't have to go to peep shows. They could just, in the privacy of their own home, they could log on and go, ooh, porn.
You know, I was surfing this different bunch of these different websites, and I saw this discussion. Mm-hmm. This guy said, I just found out my wife was cheating on me. We've been married for 15 years, and she's had a relationship with another man. But is it cheating that I go and pay for a dominatrix to help me explore my sexuality? You fucking hypocrite. Yes, it's cheating. No, it's not. It's okay if you do it, but not if your wife does it.
Yeah, well, you know. That fucking one man up. Sword.
So, getting back to Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I liked Amy Winehouse. I liked her music. She was a very tortured soul. It's sad that she's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
But fucking Facebook went nuts over Amy Winehouse when she died. Mm-hmm. But no one went nuts over the fact that since the start of the Canadian military activities in Afghanistan, 157 Canadian soldiers have lost their lives. One diplomat, two Canadian aid workers, and a Canadian journalist have also been killed over the course of the insurgency. Okay, that's 157 mothers who've received a knock on their door saying, we're sorry to tell you, but your child has died.
Yeah.
In combat. Okay? Or the same day, 93 people died in Norway.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of them kids. But Amy Winehouse, one person dies who's got some notoriety, and you know, love her music, but we all saw it coming. I mean, fuck, if you know anything about Amy Winehouse at all, she was on again, off again with the coke and the heroin and the booze. We all saw it coming. She was another Janis Joplin. Okay, so sorry that she's gone. Big fucking deal. Move on. Let's more worry about the kids that were killed over in Norway or the soldiers that have died. You know, I got to take my hat off to the Norwegian king and queen. Okay, they led the nation in mourning at a cathedral in the capital city. They were there with the public. There was no big guards around them or anything. They were there with the public.
Yeah.
Okay. It's something that I really have to take my hat off to them, okay, for doing that. They apparently, the guy who did all this stuff has ties to the Aryan Nation, mm-hmm, and some extreme right wing groups in Germany, and he said he was doing it as a protest as to the Muslims invading Europe. I mean, fuck. No. What about, you know, when Christians invaded the Muslim lands? They called it the Crusades. And yes, we got to get behind this. This was a good thing.
How about when they invaded the rest of the world?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
Jesus, please save me from your followers.
Yeah, no shit, eh? You know. Okay, couple things here. Okay. Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote Flanders Fields. Okay, during World War One, he wrote this poem that we hear every year on Remembrance Day. Okay,
it's become standard.
Yeah, it's a bit of pride for myself because he was an artillery officer, a Canadian artillery officer.
Yeah,
well. And there's one museum back in Ontario that's saying, well, he wrote it for his gay lover.
Was he gay?
Who gives a fuck? Does it matter?
Just curious.
I mean,
doesn't matter who he wrote it for. It's become the standard.
It summed up everything people wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And it, as you said, it's become the standard. So why the fuck does it matter who he wrote it for? If he wrote it about whacking off over the poppies, who cares? Okay? Okay, we're going to introduce a new little bit. You can find something to herald this, but twat waffles. You know how I love my twat waffles of the week, right? I used to run the twat waffle of the week. Well,
oh yeah, that's right. Okay, I remember that.
We're going to do this twat waffle thing again.
Okay.
And
this week's twat waffle.
This week's SWAT waffle, Ed, I can see this happening. They're going to be named again and again and again. Fox News. Fox and Friends, okay? they attack SpongeBob SquarePants due to its global warming agenda. Yeah, some kid's cartoon has a global warming agenda. Fuck, what about Captain Planet back in the fucking 80s, okay? When, you know, that's Captain Planet had a global warming agenda, but nobody gave a fuck back then. SpongeBob SquarePants, they should be more concerned that Mr. Krabs lives in Bikini Bottoms.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but SpongeBob SquarePants has a global warming agenda.
No, it has a completely different agenda, if anything else. It's just one twist of the show.
Yeah. Now, do you know who Rachel Maddow is?
No, I can't say that I do.
She's on MSNBC News. Okay.
Okay. Another oxymoron.
No, she's left wing. She actually reports things as she sees them. I've watched a few of her broadcasts. I think that she's.
Is it real news or news or newsertainment?
It's newsertainment in this case because
then it's not news.
Well,
so it's another oxymoron station like Fox News. You know, they don't talk about news.
Well, okay, I like this woman. Okay,
you like her. All right,
because
we'll give you that.
She calls him as she sees him.
Okay.
Okay. And
somebody's paying her to call it the other way.
Oh, if something comes across her desk, she calls it as she sees it.
Okay.
She doesn't have a hidden agenda because I've seen her. Yet. But I've seen her go like she'll praise Obama, then she'll fucking baste Obama, and then she'll praise him, and then she'll. And it's just like. She does not have a hidden agenda. She calls shit as she sees it. She's being sued.
For what? For
her and MSNBC are being sued for $50 million by a wildly homophobic, and get this, heavy metal Christian evangelist.
Now that's a contradiction in fucking terms.
Yeah. No. This guy, let's see. He's got ties to the Republican Party. The Republican Party has given the band money to promote them. Okay? And usually, doesn't it go the other way? Bands donate money to political parties? Mm-hmm. In our notes, I've put up the website, so you can go and see it. It's kind of funny. You'll have to put the notes up for so everyone can go and watch this.
What's a birther?
Huh?
Well, it seems this guy you're talking about is a birther.
Oh, a birther.
And apparently believes that Obama has declared America a Muslim nation.
A right to lifer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awful fucking slanderous of them. I mean, they're entitled to their opinion, whatever it may be.
Well, everyone's entitled to my opinion.
Well, true, they're entitled to mine too. But hey, anyway, continue.
Nobody.
I just cut your train of thought and caused it to derail.
Well, you're nobody, so no one's entitled to your opinion. They're all entitled to my opinion. Okay, this is the cranky old bastard. I am the cranky old bastard. You're the nobody yet, the cranky old bastard. Right?
Sure.
Hey, and unless you want to get a different name, you're a nobody.
Okay.
But, okay. So, getting back to other things. A close runner-up to Twat Waffle of the Week, it's got to be the New Zealand government. Okay? You see in the notes. The name... Lucifer, the name from hell, has been banned in New Zealand. You cannot name your kid Lucifer, nor can you name your kid Messiah. Okay? They've got a list of baby names that have been rejected by the official registry in the past 2 years.
Really?
It's been consistent. There are 3 attempts to register the name Lucifer. All were rejected. And one would be Messiah, who was also declined. So... And, okay, the religious theme names were rejected on the grounds of causing offense, and several others were rejected for not being words. Okay, let's talk about the religious name theme names not that are being rejected. So now you've got to reject John,
Mark,
Paul,
Matthew, Luke,
Mark, Matthew, Luke, Thomas, Jesus, mm-hmm. Mary, Joseph, Moses,
Magdalene.
Okay. Yeah, you got to reject all these names. You can't name your kid Judah. Fuck no. Okay,
especially Judah.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. So if you're gonna paint with this brush, let's make it an all-encompassing brush. Okay,
that's right.
If you can't name your kid something for religious purposes because you're afraid of offending someone. Okay, I don't get offended if someone comes up to me and goes, "Hi, my name's Tom," or "My name's Thomas," or "Hi, my name's Jesus." Hey, Jesus, Jesus, go cut my lawn, okay, man? Go cut my lawn, Jesus. I don't get offended by that. Lucifer, fuck, hey, man, your parents had a good sense of humor. The list runs to 102 and consists mainly of names rejected for being too close to titles. Baron, Bishop, Duke. You can't name your kid Duke. General, Judge, Justice, King, Knight, and one couple wanted to call their child Mr. All those names were rejected. Okay? Duke, the rest,
that's
yeah,
the name
I can
you
see.
Give a dog. I don't see that.
But who the fuck gave these people the right to tell you what you can and cannot name your kid? One proposed name was 89.
Well, you know.
Another couple wanted to name their kid Asterix. Just the Asterix. And one was period. Folks, stop. Okay. Another keyboard-inclined parent tried to call their child Slash. Presumably, he slash she would be known as Slash.
Yeah.
Single letters C, D, I, and T were declined, so though J and Q were queried, but later accepted. So you can name your kid Q, but not C. See? That's what happens to your Q.
Well, we all know what happens to Q. After all, he runs the whole galaxy.
Yeah. Births, Deaths, Marriages, and Relationship Registration Act says names can be declined for causing offense, being overlong, or without adequate justification resembling official title or rank. Other names that were queried but later accepted included Fanny, Junior, Shady, and Nevaeh, heaven backwards, which, curiously, was the 31st most popular girl's name in the United States in 2007. Okay? Nevaeh, backwards heaven. Isn't that hell?
That could be.
Why not just name your kid hell?
Well, you know.
Okay. This website goes on to say, though Lucifer and Messiah were rejected on taste grounds, the Sunday Star Times struggled to find anyone offended by the names. Oh, fuck. Judy DeLuise-Smith with an L. An atheist at the Rationalist and Humanist Association said she was not offended and she did not know why births, deaths, and marriages would reject them.
Because somebody there is offended?
Yeah. The Catholic Church.
Well, here's for the Catholic Church.
See, that's what you get when you raise your child to be a pagan.
I knew that one was coming. See, Lucifer comes from a Latin expression meaning light bearer and was the name given to the dawn appearance of the planet Venus, yeah, which heralds daylight and was originally no connection to the devil. Gee, and there you go with the fucking Catholic Church. Well, you know, we didn't okay it, so it's going to be bad. It's going to be evil. We're going to naysay it. I mean, fuck, they got a Nazi running the fucking Catholic Church now.
Do they?
Fuck yeah. He was in the Hitler Youth.
Oh, really? Didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. And he's trying to say, well, you know, we had to join the Hitler Youth. We did not have a choice. I did not even know there was a war going on. I don't know what that's
going on. Shit for Brian.
The ovens? What ovens? I know nothing of the ovens.
Yeah, well.
Fucking, and of course, you know, instead of doing the right thing and just saying, you know what, we're going to elect a woman as Pope.
They did that once, didn't they?
Yep, only they didn't know that they did it.
That's why they have the Pope sit on the chair now, isn't it?
Yep. Hang on, let's lift it up. Oh, yeah, okay, there he is. Hey, what's that altar boy doing there? That's why they've got the Pope sitting on the chair. Easy access for the altar boys.
That's it. It's actually kind of one of the strangest things about the Catholic Church is that they don't allow their priests to get married or have sex. It's like, why? You know, you'd have a whole lot less fucking problems if you did, I think.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that brings me to my next thing. Okay.
Oh, there we go. I just heard that it taints men's purity. That's why the church declared women dirty and it tainted the men's purity, so they weren't allowed to.
Yeah. Well, a Catholic Church child protection chief was caught with 4,000 child porn pictures.
Really? Oh, surprise, yeah. Surprise.
Yeah, no fucking... No shit. I mean, fuck. A Catholic? Okay, no, this guy was not a priest.
We don't have a link to that article.
Oh, fuck. Hang on. I'll get it for you right now.
Make sure you put the links to these articles in the notes, dude. We got to make sure that when we talk about these articles, we need the links to the show notes so our one or two listeners out there can actually follow these articles to their original source.
Okay, come on. Find it.
No, need Seek. To make sure that people know what's happening.
Okay. Figures now Google can't find it. The Catholic Church has pulled it down. There no. We can't have that up there. But now they've sent two priests to work closely with the police to find out if there's any more of them. What? Why is it whenever I talk about religious right, I always get a southern accent?
Oh, I don't know. It has something to do with the fact that most of the religious white comes from down there.
Religious white?
Mm-hmm. Same thing, isn't it?
Okay. There we go. Can't hum any more of that because then we'll have to face copyright infringement, so... So, here we go. I'll put that up in the notes right now. Huh. Move your little freaking thing there. There you go. And now I'll get the attacks on SpongeBob SquarePants due to his global warming agenda. I'll put that one up there too. Because, yeah, I mean, people might not believe me, but damn it, they're going to believe what they read with their own eyes. Who are you going to believe? Me? You? You can believe your own eyes or what I tell you to believe.
Well, you got to believe what I tell you to believe. It's more important. Nobody believes their own eyes anymore. That's what the internet's for.
Yeah, see, some of these I got from Dig. So... And Dig's down for maintenance.
Ah, oh, that's too bad. Well, make sure hang you on. Copy the links when you get them, then.
I'm going to other links. Fox and Friends crew spent yesterday morning working tirelessly to reveal the anti-American cultural agenda of the Obama administration after rehashing President Obama's mythical war on Easter. Hosts Gretchen Carlson, Steve Ducci, and Dave Briggs set their sights on one of Obama's most devious allies, Nickelodeon's SpongeBob SquarePants. Bum, bum, bum. It's SpongeBob's fault that the stock market's going to crash.
No, the stock market's been down, way down, which has really sucked, you know. Well, I know a few people with investments that are it's really quite down low. But, of course, if you have money, right now is a really good time to buy stocks because it will recover.
Yeah.
And buy some good companies. Like right now, GE stock is way down. Good time to buy GE stock. Also,
I wish I had money.
Cummins stock is really down, too.
I wish I had fucking money. I want to buy stocks in Coca-Cola.
Is there down, too?
Yep. Everything's down except, like, commodities are up.
Well, commodities always go up during times of stress.
Yeah.
Stress and strife. Commodities go up. Gold and silver goes up. And treasury bonds go up. Because everybody's looking to move their money into so-called safe havens. So. Now, by no means are we any experts on any of this sort of money-making stuff. So if you take our advice, man, you take it at your own freaking risk. So.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
So let's see here. What else we got in our show notes here?
Hang on. I'm getting a few more things for you to put in the notes, like the Lieutenant John McCrae.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, writing Flanders Field for his gay lover. Fuck off.
That's good. That's a good poem. I almost had it memorized once upon a time.
Bytown Museum.
So is it a gay museum? Is that what it is, a homosexual museum?
No, come on. Look at the name. Bytown.
Oh, so it's a bisexual museum.
Obviously, like, Bytown.
So hello? Where's the straight man's museum?
Fuck if I know. Right. What say in the background?
the background peanut gallery says that every museum is a street museum, street man's museum.
Yeah, sure. If you say so.
Yeah, you know, whatever. I just love to be annoying.
Okay, the Texas vibrator laws. I'm going to put up the new thing I was telling you about how they've overturned that law. Oh, but time. You know, yeah, really. you know what? Why they had that law?
Some woman couldn't get her vibrator to work correctly. That's in the legislative office. I have no idea. Because
Texans are a bunch of fucking pricks.
Okay.
And they thought that they'd be unemployed.
Well, you know, I guess that happens.
Women would find something better that is mechanical, battery-operated. Battery-operated boyfriends. Don't worry, boys. The cows will still love you.
Thinking of the cows loving you.
You know...
Here.
I'm a farm animal fucker, a livestock spelunker. I grab my cattle by the ears.
I knew that would come in handy sooner or later.
You know why the Texans always hated the sheep farmers? Because the sheep were too smart for the Texans. They wanted to get the fuck out of there just as much as the Texans wanted them. Like, oh shit, they hear us coming. They're going to run away. The cows don't do that. Oh, fuck. No, fuck. I really got to give it to Trojan. Mm-hmm. Okay, their commercials, they're actually quite intelligent, quite humorous, the way that they thought out, I mean, like with everyone with their hair blown back, but you know, eventually you're going to see a kid with this hair just blown right back, go, like, what happened?
He's a Trojan man.
Condom broke. This is what happens if you don't use condoms. The Trojan for him and her, mm-hmm. It heats up. Fuck. So does friction, okay? And it causes chafing. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, you avoid the chafing with their lubes, but...
Well, that's what they're for.
You know what lubes were invented for?
I have no idea.
So men can avoid foreplay. Shut up, you're already wet. See, I got you wet.
Yeah.
I like a lot of foreplay. Oh. Is that enough? Yeah, okay.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
I am. Fuck. And you're just realizing this now? Why?
No, I was just announcing it for the rest of our listeners to understand it.
If they haven't figured out that I'm an asshole yet, then they need their fucking heads examined.
They need their heads examined for listening this to fucking begin with. I mean, after all, it is a random bunch of shit.
It is.
So if they're listening to it, well, they definitely need their heads examined. But there's enough people out there that will still continue to listen, no matter how much fun we make of them.
Okay. And most of them live down in the south. And they sit there listening there going, Auntie Mummy, what's he talking about?
Well, yeah, well, so by next time I'll find more even cooler sounds to add to this thing, because you know, I keep hunting. We'll find some interesting shit to add to it.
Just type in incest and see what you find.
No, I don't want to do that. I actually, when I was in college, I had to do a paper on that for psychology, and it was near impossible to find any useful fucking information. And of course, this was near the beginning of the internet when it was proliferated with porn, so it made it even fucking harder.
And says it's best to keep it in the family. Hell, how do we know if she's good enough for anyone else's family if she ain't good enough for ours?
Yeah.
There is... Okay, give me a second. I can put something in our little box there for you to add, and it's by Kevin Bloody Wilson. And you got to listen to this, okay? I don't know how fast you can put it into this, but...
We'll find out.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be nice if you could do it right away, but...
What were we talking about? I don't know. We were talking about something else besides...
We're talking about incest.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can talk about all that kind of shit all the time. And here's that little clip we were dealing with.
You can bang anything that you find in the holler, but don't touch your sister. She's mine.
I love that song. And it's so fitting for places like Alberta and Alabama.
Notice how they both begin with A.
Yeah. And Arkansas, too. Don't forget Arkansas.
Triple A.
Oh, fuck. And let's see. That's a city. Alaska. But, I mean, Alaska, you can understand it. Okay. All there is up there is grizzly bears. You know, there's a comic talking about, I saw him on TV the other day, he's talking about peeing out on the trails, and it says, in Banff, it says in the pamphlet that bears are four times more likely to attack women than men because bears are attracted to women on their menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. Bears are attracted to women on their menstrual cycle?
It's blood.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's one brave fucking bear.
That's true.
And you know, I put my money on the woman because the bear can't hold a grudge for 7 days.
You never know.
What the fuck is this asshole doing in here? I don't recall sending an invite to your sorry loser ass, and I definitely didn't see a welcome sign outside the door. Someone kicked this stupid idiot piece of shit out of here before I got to do it myself.
Yeah, before you got to what? Kick my ass in a dream, you better fucking wake up and apologize.
Well, you know.
So, yeah, you know. It's funny, the people who, let's see, on my Facebook friends, let's see, I've actually got,
You have friends?
Yeah.
I can't understand that. They're just pretending.
See, all friends. Well, yeah. These are just people that have stumbled across me. See, all friends. Okay. 48 friends. Woohoo! I feel so loved.
On the bastards? Wow.
Yeah.
That is loved.
Now, let's see. Washington, District of Columbia. Emerson Institute, Clarendon, Virginia. There's a cousin fucker for you. Maryland, George Mason. Another cousin fucker for you. Medicine Hat, Alberta. Cousin fucker. Abilene, Texas. Dildo fucker. Brantford, Florida. Brantford? Come on. What the fuck is in Brantford, Florida?
Beats the fuck out of me.
Washington, District of Columbia. Again, cousin fucker. And, okay, you really got to see this chick's picture. I mean, let's see.
I'm going to look right now. I just got to find your ass.
She's not bad looking, you know. I'd let her suck my dick.
Well, you know. Yeah, what do you know? You have 48 friends. Holy fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's see. Monroe, Oklahoma.
Got Amber Rounds working for you there.
Yeah.
She works as a vodka tester. She studied at STFU in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Well, that explains it all. She knows drunk and gibberish.
Yeah. Again, Washington, District of Columbia. Well, Perry, Michigan. Okay. Canadian Forces, Bar Oak Harbor, Washington.
What the hell are the Canadian Forces doing in Oak Harbor, Washington?
Fuck, who knows? But hey, you know, he's not far from home. And he gets paid more because he's on a foreign posting.
Hey, this one's interesting. Your Kayla Ellis there, that's looks like she's a kitty cat lover.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then we have John Kraus, Washington, District of Columbia. You will be here to the Pope. Oh, that's Kraus, not Kraut. Hmm. Kayla Ellis. Oh, yeah. Okay, Kayla. Yeah, she's a little... I'll let her suck my dick.
Well, that's mighty nice of you.
Lizzie Borden, South Brooklyn, New York. Just don't let the bitch near you with an axe. You know, the actual Lizzie Borden was acquitted of that.
Was she?
Yep.
Cool. So you need to actually put some of this stuff from your website onto your Facebook page, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, I posted that my status was we were recording episode 5. Arcata, California. You know where that is?
Can't say I do.
Arcata?
Arcadia.
What? No. A-R-C-A-T-A. Arcata.
Arcata. No, I don't know.
California. Suzanne Reigns. Let's see. She's a Leo, so fuck against her.
It's got to be near Humboldt. And we all know what comes from Humboldt County, California.
Know what?
Oh, you don't know?
Uh-oh. No.
Some of the best weed in the world used to come from there before BC Bud took over it. Humboldt County, California used to grow the best bud in the world until BC Bud took over.
Yeah, so let's see. We'll just like take copy. Let's see. Why don't I just write a note and tag everyone in the fucking note? Write a note.
I should, because nobody's obviously answered your wall in quite some time. Aside from Brian Bell, who might think you're cute.
Yeah. Fuck you!
Shut up. Or bitch. Sydney Hildebrand. Brian Bell really thinks you're cute. He sent you the message twice.
Shut up, bitch. When I want your fucking opinion, I'll give it to you just like any other bitch.
They must have had somebody hack their accounts because it's obvious spam, but...
Oh, fuck yeah. See? This is great, you know, when you want to tag people, you just keep hitting the letter. Avril Lavigne. Woo! That's fucking... Tag Adam Sandler. Brian Bell, Abilene, Texas. You know who Keith Baldwin is?
I recognize the name for some reason.
Nabob.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck. I gotta tag Justin Bieber. Crushing Boo Dixon? Washington, District of Columbia. Oh, man. So, yeah, you know, so, Crushing Boot, what the fuck is Crushing Boot Dixon? Oh, fuck. This faggot. Fire Dragon Hosting. God damn it. Tag that cocksucker. Mm-hmm. Eminem? No.
You like trying to piss people off?
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. When don't I like trying to piss people off?
I'm just chucking.
Harry Potter? Harry Potter? Mm. Yeah. Enrique Iglesias?
Covered everything pretty much in your notes this week.
Yeah, maybe think so.
Week, maybe next week I'll actually put something into the notes to carry
it. Yeah, might as well, eh? So we got to be pretty close to that hour mark now.
Oh yeah, we're pushing right up against it. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
We were getting right up to it and about to hear this. You know, it's getting near that time.
Bang out your dad. Did you just have one bell? Bing! Bring out your dad.
Nah, it's
bing,
more fun to have
bring
a
out your dad.
And we'll close it out with this wonderful, complete this whole song so you can hear the entire fucking thing, because it's actually quite amusing.
Here we go! 1, 2, 3! I'm a farm animal fucker, a livestock spelunker. I grab my cattle by the ears, and when that Angus says come and bang us, I grab my dick and play the steer. Sing it! I'm a farm animal fucker, a livestock spelunker. I grab my cattle by the ears, and when come and bang us, I grab my dick and play the steer.
Thank you very much, Chief. Let me debut that on your show.
And that's the type of top quality music that is often played on this show. And we got to carry out our closing episodes and all the other crap. This episode of The Cranky Old Bastard has been copyright 2011 by Cranky Old Bastard. And nobody can replay it without our express permission. And some of the music you heard here this evening comes from Mevio's Music Alley. And it's you can check it out at music.mevio.com. And that's where that last fine piece of excellent music came from, was Mevio's Music Alley. And that was from the Burl Squirrel Farm Band.
Burl Squirrel Farm Band. And
they
you
have
know,
some really interesting and twisted music there at Mevio's Music Alley.
Yeah, well, even then, they sound like they're Southern. So, I mean, come on. It's not just me. It's everybody out there knows that you Southern people like to fuck farm animals.
Well, that's it. We're going to carry it out. We're going to carry this show off to the end, and that's been a wonderful, long, lengthy hour with the Cranky Old Bastard, and I'm going to fire it off with one last little piece of music, and you all have a good evening.
I'm sorry.
all, folks.